We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Good morning. Cook and Joe. No Ron Cook again today. He's on vacation all week. I'll be on vacation starting tomorrow, so you're going to get a heavy dose of Paul Zeiss tomorrow in this time slot. And then it'll be Ron all of next week. And we start today. Well, first of all, we have a guest list for the ages here. We have Mike Russo from The Athletic. Great hockey writer. Been reporting all about what's happening on a day-to-day basis here with the hub cities and how they're arranging the playoffs and concerns from the NHLPA, all of that. Jeremy Fowler, we hope, at 11. Jonathan Bomboli, Greg Brown, Sean Gentile, and we're certainly going to ask him about his spelling bee matchup with Malzi back in, I don't know when it was. They were both in seventh grade. I don't know how old they are now, but there's all kinds of things to talk about with Sean. Have no idea where that might go. So we're stocked today, but we start really on a sad note. It was just a tough day in college sports yesterday. Sad, really. CMU canceled all fall sports. Ivy League sports canceled through the end of 2020. Stanford eliminates 11 of its 36 athletics programs. Ohio State shuts down workouts amid what is suspected anyway to be a COVID outbreak. North Carolina does the same. Man, it's hard to know where to begin with all of that. The big question that hovers over all of it is, will college sports at large once again follow the Ivy League, which was the first to cancel its conference basketball tournaments? Different animal, I know, because the Ivy League isn't the revenue generator, but it's just hard for me to believe right now that we're going to see college football, given what's happening. Just hard for me to see that. CMU makes the move to cancel all fall sports, and Stanford with eliminating 11 of its programs. We don't think about that a lot. We don't talk about the other sports outside of football and basketball a lot, but that sucks. That's a lot of people who worked their whole lives to get in certain positions to play college athletics and just gone like that. And where we go from here with and of course I'm going to talk about college football instead of those sports, but college football is the one that everybody wonders about because it drives the economic engine for so many of these universities and so many of these towns. And I just don't think we're going to see it, at least not in the fall. I mean, that is starting to become quite clear, I think. And I don't know that's being doom and gloom, as some might say. It's just realistic now. I mean, if this was, and this is all happening with the United States reporting a record day yesterday of 60,000 new cases. You have 56 Florida hospitals have hit 100% ICU capacity. That's from state officials. That's, you know, that's not a hoax. It's not fake news. That's happening, you know, right now. And yet I see, I think it was Brett McMurphy who reported one of the above yesterday about college football and are we going to see it or not. And, of course, the first comment is, hey, Brett, do you want to see college football? I think Brett probably does, since Brett's job is covering college football. And I see other people even in the media fanning those flames of, you know, basically intimating that we should all be cheerleading for college sports and sports in general, no matter what. And if we're not cheerleading, then we somehow don't want to see it. We're against it. We're against sports. As I've said a million times on this show, I depend on sports I'd like to keep both of my jobs. But hoping that sports happen, wanting sports to happen, is a very, very different thing than believing they will, or even in some cases, believing they should. Three very different things. And if you're one of those people fanning the flames of, hey, if you're going to point these things out all the time, do you even want sports to happen? I mean, you have to be either stupid or pandering to a certain group, right? And I think it's the latter in most cases. And there's groups to be pandered to, that's for sure. I mean, that's been going on for hundreds of years. There's elections to be won and ratings wars to be won, and pandering to those groups will help you win both, you know? And I forget who it was, but the great saying, nobody ever went broke underestimating the intelligence of the American Republic, is about as true as it gets. That's about as true as it gets. That's number 8 on the list today. Number 7, Keone Kellah, where is he? It's a very curious story. We're nearly a week into the summer camp workouts, and you just heard Derek Shelton. And as Jason Mackey said, this is either Kellah being injured or Shelton doesn't feel it's significant enough to have Todd Tomczyk, the director of sports medicine, speak on it. Or he might be dealing with some sort of COVID-19 concern or a positive test, something like that. We don't know, but it's a mystery. And there's a season allegedly starting soon. And he's really important. Number 6, NFL Players Association battle brewing. You better believe that. This escrow idea, hey, can you put 35% of your salaries away just in case, isn't going over well. Pat McAfee tweets out from the Pat McAfee Show Twitter feed, this is going to be a contentious couple weeks between the NFL and the union. I hope it stays behind closed doors. But I feel like this tweet, and he's pointing to a tweet from a couple players, is a rather large implication that it will not. Fireworks coming. Ultimately, season will be played, though, right? McAfee asks, right? I think everybody's wondering about that, too. Not to be a doom and gloom guy, just reading the tea leaves there. Number 5, Steelers fans, got to wear masks if you're going to go to the stadium this year if there's a season. Ravens announced the limit capacity of 14,000. I mean, masks just make sense, right? If you're going to go to the stadium, they would have made sense in a lot of places a long, long time ago. Like, I don't know, when Texas opened in May. And now we see the situation in Texas as well, which is reaching Florida-like levels. Number 4. Raheem Mostert wants out of San Francisco, running back, ready to go. Okay, they'll find another one. Honestly, they found him and about 3 other people, you know, on couches last year and put him in the game, and they all ran well. So good luck to him. Number 3, Michael Wilbon, PTI, on Steven Jackson, former NBA player, and how he supported Deshaun Jackson's anti-Semitic tweets. I mean, what are you doing? What are you doing? I'll leave it to Wilbon. This one, quote, he's talking about Steven Jackson. He's undermined his own previous good work with this garbage. This is insane. He called it bigotry and prejudiced. And it's just, I can't imagine what he's doing, but he made a horrible situation worse is what he did. Number 2, I'm all about a golf rivalry. As I've said, Bryson DeChambeau, I love this guy, even though I don't like him at all. I'm planning on watching him, and now Brooks Koepka and him have some sort of feud going. And, you know, DeChambeau is built like a linebacker. People wondering, well, how did that happen? Well, Brooks Koepka put out a tweet featuring Kenny Powers, the fictional baseball guy in the HBO series, right, who's on steroids. That's the bottom line with him. Kenny Powers on steroids. So that basically Koepka saying, how'd you get so big, Bryson? I love this, and I may watch golf because of this. Number 1, J.J. Watt on the idea of face shields and these special helmets that the NFL may be putting out there, said, hey, I wore one earlier in my career, but immediately said, take this sucker off. I'm going to die out here. So now you're going to put something around my mouth? You can keep that, J.J. says. If that comes into play, I don't think you're going to see me on the field. This is going to get contentious on a whole bunch of different levels between the NFL and their players. And perhaps this show will too. You can join it 412-928-9370. Up next, Julius Edelman also weighed in on the DeSean Jackson controversy. I'll tell you what he said next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.